Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to give you 10 top tips for vocal improvement. Let's get straight into it. Number one, know what you want. It's all very well saying, I'm going to get a better voice, I want to sound like this, I'm going to do that. But unless you actually know where you're going with it, you might just be doing the wrong things. You might say that I want to be able to extend my range and then you keep practicing the same kinds of songs, or that you want to be able to communicate clearer with more people when you're speaking, but then you don't practice exercises that help you articulate clearer. So what you need to do is first focus on exactly what it is you're trying to achieve, one step at a time, then break that down and you can figure out a path to get there. But unless you know quite what you want with your voice, it's going to be very hard to achieve those results. And if you're training, it's all very well, but if you don't have a goal in mind as you're training, you're training without the purpose, and you won't see any results because you haven't marked yourself a goal to hit. So be specific about that. That is my first tip for you today. The second one is pretty simple really, but it's something that we all do, especially those in the new year where we're trying to start new regimes and we have set our goals, say. But this one is, don't wait until Monday to start. And what I mean by that is, a lot of people say they've got their plan, they've got their idea, and they know, you know, they've got things in the way that they just have to get out the way first. And usually, if you have this idea on a Wednesday or a Friday, you wait at the weekend, and Monday always feels like a good time to start afresh and start anew. But I'm going to say that that's bad, and that's why most people fail. It's because they think that they need to start in the future, or they're going to get everything out the way. But what happens is, life always gets in the way. When you make a decision to change something about yourself, the future is never the right time to start. The only time to start is right now. And you need to work into your plan, into your daily routine, into your life straight away. Even if you've got lots of things on, you can find 5 or 10 minutes to work on yourself, you know, to change your routine and to work on new habits, especially around improving your voice. Never wait till Monday. Psychologically, what you're doing is putting it off. And if you put it off until Monday, you're likely to then allow yourself to stop it at some point or not really continue with it. So the best time to start is right now, today. Set yourself a time. You're going to spend 10 minutes on working and improving your voice right now, today. Number three, very important. This is very important for speakers and singers and anyone using their voice. Always, always, always warm up. Now, depending on what type of voice you have and what kind of thing you're going for or what you need to be doing, whether you're practicing or performing, or just have to be in an environment where you're speaking a lot, or you're going out to sing, even if it's karaoke, you should warm up. Don't feel embarrassed by that. It's completely natural. If you want longevity for your voice, if you want your voice to perform at its best for you on the occasion, then you need to warm up. It's so important. Even if it's just humming for a few minutes, just to get things limber and moving and warm, essentially. Or if it's just articulation exercises, if it's yawning or going through, you know, words and your script or your song with your finger in your mouth to help the articulators work a bit harder, that's good. But do something to warm the muscles up. Don't go from not speaking or not singing straight into full-blown performance, because you're going to damage yourself and you're going to create problems for yourself and you're not going to be able to perform at your best. Always warm up. And actually, here's a video of a great full-body warm-up that you can use every day if you so wish, just to keep on top of things. You don't have to do the full thing, but you could take bits from it or see what works for you or what you could take from it to add into your day. Number four, and this is even more underestimated than warming up, and it is quite simply warming down. No one really thinks about this. No one really thinks they should do it, but it's actually just as important as warming up. What happens is, if you warm up and then you perform with your voice and then you just stop, what's happening? You've got blood circulating, you've got muscles moving, you've got your breathing has changed. And if you kind of just stop, it's like hitting a brick wall. You need to then sort of come down the other side nice and gently and sort of bring your physicality and your physiology back down to a rate of normality after its performance or after you're, you know, working it out. So You can do very similar stuff to what you did to warm up with. You can, you know, relax your shoulders, head, neck and shoulders, and you can do some more humming, or anything that's just going to start continuing to work the muscles of your voice, but just in a gentler way, just to help bring it down. It's like after a physical workout, people stretch or they relax and they go on the rollers. It's the same with your voice. You could give yourself a massage, because you create fatigue and you create tension through, you know, overusing something or performing with something. And so it's a really good idea to just allow your body to rest and relax after that, and give it the time to settle after performance. So always think about warming down, and you can do this just as gently as you warm up as well. Right, number five, I spoke a bit about performance, warming up and warming down, but this is quite important because you don't want to find fatigue, and you don't want to kind of damage your voice. Maybe you're someone who doesn't care, but you know, I care. And I was working for a couple of years away for a week at a time on in a bar on a boat between Helsinki and Tallinn, and I was going back and forth twice, you know, each way. In that time I had 5 1-hour shows a day, and so that's 5 hours of singing a day, and that's 35 shows in a week in a row straight. Now, some people do a lot more than that, but I was glad that a week was all it was. I was happy to rest afterwards. What I noticed was that in that time, I had no time to actually work on progressing and growing. I just had to perform with it. There was no chance for like adapting and learning new things. I just had to be focused because I was using my voice so much and I didn't want to damage it. So I made sure I warmed up before every show and warmed down after every show. And that took, you know, 5 to 10 minutes each time. So I'm adding, you know, my full day's singing was around 7 hours long. And that's quite a lot in a day to be just, you know, actually using your voice, like singing as well, and using expression and emotion and energy. And so what I'd say is, even if you're not doing that much work, if you're just performing once a day or once a week, you should never really mix the performance on the same days that you're working out. So when you're practicing and learning and, you know, doing scales maybe, or you're practicing a speech and you're going through a lot of text, or if you're using your voice a lot for growing your voice and making it better and stronger, don't use that day the same day as your performance, because you need to be rested and your body needs to be relaxed able for it to perform much more without effort, you know, with much more ease of effort. So be careful that you don't find fatigue. And again, this is about longevity and finding a way of being able to continue doing this for years to come. And if you don't find athletes training on the same day that they're performing, imagine a boxer going to the gym the same day as they're going to have a fight. They'd be knackered, their muscles be achy, and they don't want that. You need to be relaxed, you need to be limber, you need to be ready. So I'd say even give it 1 or 2 days before a major performance, from rehearsing and practicing, just so the body can reset, rest, and be ready to go at full, you know, firing on full cylinders. So just be careful of that. It is different for everyone. It depends on your situation, but generally the rule is don't work out on the same day as you're performing. Number six, and I tell students here on the channel all the time, and if you're watching this and you're a subscriber, you already know that I want you, and this is one of the best tips I can advise anyone, is to be consistent. Stay consistent. You need to consider that the voice is made up of muscles. It is your body is your instrument, which is your voice. And so if you're doing a lot in one go and then leaving it for a month or two, then coming back and doing a lot, you're gonna probably not get the results you want. B, you could also damage yourself because it's like binge singing or binge speaking. Your muscles won't be ready for it. And the best way to grow and the best way to become a better speaker or a better singer or a better vocalist in any, respect, is to be consistent. It's much better to do 5 to 10 minutes a day of vocal improvement and work and practice than it is to do 1 hour at the end of every week. It's just much better to do that, and it's much healthier, and your body will adapt and grow and remember how to do things that you're training it to do because of the consistency, because of the regularity of the way you're training. And so that's, you know, for me, it's a really good tip, is to stay consistent. And it's not even just with your voice. It goes for many things in life. If you're learning something new, if you're working, you just do a little bit every day. And when you look back in 6 months' time, you're going to see much greater results than if you just had done one big bulk thing every week or every month. Stay consistent. Which brings me on to number 7, which is play the long game. Do you know what I mean? Slowly but surely, or as they say in Finland, hitaasti mutta varmasti. So what I mean by that is, you've got to be gentle with yourself. And as I talked about with consistency, you shouldn't try to push for too much too soon. You should be easy with your body, because it is, you know, you are made of muscle, bone, fascia, and all these kind of bits and bobs thrown in the mix. And it, you know, if you pull something, you can tear something. It's not necessarily good, and it's not necessarily going to help you achieve the results you want. But thinking ahead to the future, just try and imagine that things, you know, when you're trying to grow your voice and make it more resonant, make it, trying to achieve, you know, trying to get a higher register or a lower register, and working more and more dynamics and articulation, things just take a bit of time. And it takes time for your body to automate some of the habits that you put into it. And so you can't expect to learn a breathing exercise 1 week and then your body to have adapted it next week. If you work on yourself for a couple of months as a starting point, and on the first day you start breathing techniques, then at the end of those 2 months your body might start remembering that breath and actually it become automated. But then everything else you've learned throughout that 2 months might just take another 2 months to catch up with. I had someone recently, and I won't mention who contacted me after doing my 8-week course, which actually covers about 65 different exercises, which is taken from some of the best practitioners in the world, that offers ways in which you can improve your instrument, your voice, to be able to work for you. So when you do perform with it, it is there and it's firing in all cylinders. But of all the, you know, the customers that have gone through and all the clients that have come through and students that have come through the course, this is the first person that said that they didn't get any results from it. However, they also told me that they recorded their voice on a headset before and on a headset after, and that was the way they were gauging their how well they've done or how much they've grown. Now, I'd say they've done it solidly. They, you know, they claim that they did it solidly for 2 months, and I have to believe that. And I know how impactful this work can be. So my curiosity was, A, you know, you can't record yourself on a headset and expect better results. That's just not how it works. That's a terrible way to record yourself. But also, you need to consider that what you started 2 months ago is what you're at now. So your body was probably just starting to drop into these ideas. And as I go through my course, it's about being consistent and it's about staying with it. 2 months is the length of the course, but your voice improvement, your vocal improvement is different for everyone. It's subjective. So it could take you a year. It could take you 10 years. But these are the exercises that are going to get you there if you stick with them. The course is 2 months, you know, in length, and if it was up to me, it would have been probably twice that, but it is only 2 months, and it's full of amazing exercises. And if you're out there, the person who sent me that message, I apologize if you feel that it's not currently working for you, but it will. So you need to stick with it and carry on that routine, which I think you set up in week 4 or week 5, if you followed the plan properly for yourself, so you'll know what's working and continue doing that, and you will see the results. But find another way to gauge your performance, because speaking into a headset, that's not going to show how much your voice has changed. It's only going to show your performance ability. Maybe the only thing you'd notice would be articulation, and if it's not as articulate as you'd like, then work more on the articulation, okay? But coming back to the point of this is that it takes time. I've been a professional actor now for 10 years and I started training my voice years before that, and I had singing lessons way, like 28 years ago. And I have, you know, had many different voice coaches throughout, and some voice coaches that are actually world renowned. And so I've picked up some very good tips and very good habits. And one of the main things I can tell you is that if you want the voice of your dreams, if you want to have the voice that's going to resonate and reach people, that's going to be articulate, clear, warm, bright, and all the things that are positive and authoritative about a voice, then you need to be consistent, to take it slowly and play the long game. 8. This is one of my favorite ones. It was on one of my first videos on this channel, and it's been on many more, and I always come back to it. But if you haven't seen this channel before and you're still watching this video, here's a little tip for you. Yawn a lot. But don't yawn with your mouth open. That's weird, right? Yawn with your mouth closed. Keep your teeth together and yawn on the inside. They're naturally going to want to part a bit, and so you can, you know, allow that. But if you yawn, you're opening up the front and everything's open. But if you can close down the front to about this distance and keep yawning, that's going to be optimum for helping kind of create flexibility and dynamics in your soft palate, with your tongue, with the throat, and all the kind of tubes that go down here, which allow air to pass through, which is where resonance happens. So if you can create more flexibility in those areas and rid some of the tension, you're going to have a wider, deeper area for resonance, and your voice will travel more and be more effortless to use. So yawn more. 9, never underestimate articulation. Articulation, whether you're a singer or a speaker, is very key. Now, you may notice that on this channel, on this video, it's a very specific type of speaking, because if I were in a live environment without a microphone, I would be articulating much clearer and punctuating with much more power, impact, and dynamics. But if I spoke like this, like that, here on the channel, it sounds condescending and unreal. So I don't, and I speak a little bit more naturally because I'm close to the microphone, I'm close to the camera, and it's more personable to speak, you know, more in a more relaxed manner in this way. However, if there's no camera and you're just singing or speaking into a microphone or to an audience, articulation is really key, because it helps with your clarity, and it helps break up words, and it helps people hear the difference between one sound and another, and that's what ultimately forms words, right? So if you're singing a note that has I-O, that means kind of nothing. But if you say I love you, you've just said the same thing, but you've articulated it a bit better. So rather than just being a sound, it becomes three words, and that's basically what articulating is, right? It's taking the sound that you formulated in your mouth and changing the dynamics of it and adding little stops and starts to make it into something that's coherent as words. And so never underestimate how being clear with people will, how much that will help you. If you feel that people aren't listening to you, or that you mumble, or that you speak too fast, these things happen to all of us. I was a terrible mumbler, and sometimes still am. But by articulating, you help break up some of that mumble, or some of that under-energized vocality, and you just make it a bit more audible and a bit easier for others to understand. So it goes with singing or speaking. Just consider articulation. And again, if you want a video on articulation and exercises to help brighten and tighten some of that, it's a great one here for you to watch. Okay, so now we've got to the last tip of the day, and I just want to say before I get on with that, if you're new to this channel, I'm bringing videos out every week, and last year I was bringing them out every day for a while, but you know, it got a bit much, and so now I'm bringing them out once or twice a week. And if you're not subscribed, subscribe, because that way you're going to be able to get what comes up new. And if you're trying to grow, if you're trying to improve your voice, There's so many videos on this channel now that are really going to be able to help you in some area. As an introduction to myself, as a voice coach, I'm a singer and actor, and the techniques that I use are more to do with improving your instrument and improving your body to enable it to be able to perform better when you get to performance. I don't really talk too much about the technical aspects of singing or too much about how you should be speaking. It's more to do with giving you the instrument to work with and finding habits and automated ideas, whether it's through physicality or psychology or about your emotions, to and releasing blocks so you can feel freer and more able to use your body as a voice. Okay, so that's what I do here. And if that's something that's interesting to you, then hit the subscribe button. You can also hit the notifications bell. And if you like this video, then please like, because it really does mean a lot to me. And I'd love to hear from you if you're new or someone that's been here for a while. What's your journey like? Where are you right now with your voice? Hit me up in the comments. I'm bound to reply. And it'd be nice to meet new people and to see what your journeys are. But now, number 10. My number 10 top tip for vocal improvement. And that is, explore and play. Don't be stuck in a genre. Don't be stuck doing one type of thing. If you're dead set on becoming a speaker and you really love one speaker, don't just follow that one speaker. Try and look at other speakers, because that's going to broaden your approach, it's going to broaden your horizons, it's going to give you much more to draw from when maybe trying to become like that initial person you started out trying to copy or to be like. Really opening up your area of of what you know, your knowledge, your capabilities, it's going to be so much better through looking at other options. Same with singing. If you're a massive Mariah Carey fan, for example, and you should then go check out other singers as well, because that's going to help inform how she creates her sound, not only by listening to her. And so you can find a lot more out about yourself by trying new things, trying new styles, maybe trying different styles of music or different styles of speaking, maybe read some poetry, some Shakespeare, try different things, take yourself out of your comfort zone and explore, play. Don't take it so seriously. Find some time in your day where you can, you know, when no one's looking and no one can hear you, just try different things, just go crazy, move your body in different ways and try accents and trying to mimic people and try to speak low and try to speak high and just do something. And certainly if you want to learn to explore and want some tools to do that with, this video here is going to help you do that, whether you're a singer or a speaker. It claims to be 100 voices that it can help you do, but actually it's over 1 million. Well, anyway, that are my top 10 tips for vocal improvement. I hope this has been useful for you. If you're someone who wants to take it further and actually really get involved with daily consistent work, produce a body that works for you and is automatically ready for when you take it to perform, then my 8-week course, Improve Your Voice, is really set up, and it has 65 of some of the best techniques that are known throughout the acting conservatoires, throughout the theatres, throughout the opera houses around the world. This is what the professionals use, and these techniques are ones I've picked up over the last 28 years of my life, and these are the ones I've found to be most effective for me as a performer. And so I heartily encourage anyone looking into becoming a professional to consider trying this course and consider working with themselves. Daily consistency with a course that's set up with that in mind. So thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.